Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everybody. We are live here on Journey into the Light Spiritual Radio. I am your host, Michael Long, on Blog Talk Radio, and we're so glad that you are here. We're also streaming live on Facebook under Michael Long and also some guests here. And our guest tonight from Lilydale is no other than our regular favorite here to the show for the past 10 years, Greg Keen, Reverend Gregory Keen, who's been up at Lilydale for the past close to 50 years. Can you imagine that? 50 years. He's an amazing psychic medium. He not only will answer your questions with specific, detailed, accurate readings, but he will also be answering, giving you information on things that you didn't even ask about, didn't even, you know, weren't even thinking about. Greg is amazing. So to get a reading, just call on into the radio show, 347-884-8245, and press the 1 on your phone to come aboard. Okay? That's all you got to do. All right? So there you go there. Please share this out. Tell your friends. Post it on your Facebook. Put it on groups, especially on the live Facebook that I'm on right now. And so there you go there. Okay. Let me see what we got here. We always put on something as you guys are calling in. And the links to donate to our homeless mission, Love in Action, is on the radio show page, or also as far as GoFundMe and also PayPal. And you can also on Facebook Live as well. The links are there as well to make a donation. And as we say, if you're calling in, if you could donate $25, you'll get a 10-minute reading. You'll be next up. And it goes for such a worthy cause of, helping people less fortunate than ourselves. And if you need any help or assistance, you know, with the how to donate, let me know. I'll be glad to help you. If you absolutely can't donate, still please call in. We want to help everybody on the show here. So as you guys are calling in, I'm going to, instead of putting a song on, I'm going to play one of Greg's past readings that he's done on this show just to show you guys the extraordinary readings of Greg, and we'll start up here in just a couple of minutes. Thanks for being here, everybody. John Crowley coming up next hour, psychic medium extraordinaire from Canada. So we've got still 2 hours left on our last day of the week here on Journey into the Light. Tomorrow, Friday and Saturday are my 2 days off from the radio. I spend that out with the homeless community. So there you go. Okay, so let's put this on.
So let's be aware here. If you don't want them knowing things, make sure you don't allow it to be out there for it.
Okay.
And I felt another energy with you, too, that you've been going through a thing here. There's a part of you that feels like I don't know quite how to shut it all down and break it off.
Mm-hmm.
That makes sense?
Yeah.
Because I keep seeing you like I want to end it, but yet I'm sort of waiting and letting it ride. And then I want to end it again. And I want to say, honey, get it over with.
Okay.
Because I feel this energy around you that remembers something. By you hanging on to what you're hanging on to, the way you're hanging on to it, it's blocking your move forward, which frees your life and allows you to meet other people and enjoy other people even more. It leaves everything being neutral in a way that you don't need.
Mm-hmm.
You've been noticing the left-hand side of your body, lower body, bothers you a little bit recently?
Yeah.
Because I get pain in my body with you as I'm talking to you, and I feel lower left-hand side is bothering you. I feel like you've had twinges of pain off and on. And mm-hmm. to the point at times you put your hand on your body a couple times.
Yeah. I thought it was maybe my work. You know, because I'm on my feet a lot.
Yeah.
So.
Well, I'm going to put it this way. I want to be careful of any infection or anything disruptive in your body concerning femoral area of your body.
Oh, wow.
And I feel like you had something bother you a short time ago, but you blew it off.
I did.
Yeah, I know you did.
And you, that's so funny because today I said, you know, I've got to make, but I'm going to make an appointment. I guess I need to do it sooner than
I
before.
Think you need to do it and get it done. And I think you'll come up with a small problem you can take care of. It's no big deal. But I just feel the energy around that, and I feel the need to get it done. Also, just recently,
oh my God.
You were just going through a thing where your left hand was cramping.
Yeah.
Because my left hand was cramping here as I'm sitting here and talking to you, and I feel like that's an experience you've been having.
I have, and I thought it was just probably stress or, you know,
well,
I worry a lot.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm not a doctor, I can't prescribe here, but I want to say I really feel you're lacking some basic vitamins and minerals in your life. And I feel that they're lacking them in your body, and that's allowing your muscles to pull up and cramp. And I feel like if you have the right things in your body, you know, like, and I'm not, again, I'm not a doctor, can't prescribe, but it's like runners take zinc, iron, calcium, potassium. I mean, they do different things to keep everything working right. Well, I feel like there's something very low in your system that's allowing your body to react in this way where you're having a cramping feeling. I also feel, too, your fingers would tingle at times.
Mm-hmm.
True?
You're exactly right. You're right.
Mm-hmm. And you have a woman on the spirit side of life with you that loves you very much. She cares very deeply about you. And she said to me, she says, tell this young lady she's got to be taking care of herself instead of trying to take care of everybody else in the world.
I'm a lot like her.
Oh, you are a lot like her, honey. That's for sure. Well, she's with you, loves you, and watches over you. Also, would you recognize her liking the purple flowers?
She likes them?
Yeah, she liked the purple flowers.
Okay.
When she was in the living, she liked purple flowers.
Yeah, she loves flowers, rose. When she could find the time, she would definitely go out in the garden.
Well, I feel she loves you and she's there for you, and she showed me the purple flowers, which to me is a symbol of healing also. And she's helping you heal. Because she said to me, you've been rerunning in your mind over and over and over. Where did I invest my time, my energy, my emotions, and my love? Where have I invested it that was a good investment? Where have I invested it where it was a bad investment? And it never really, let's say, gained the energy and gave back to you. That make sense?
Yes, it does.
Because I see her with you and there for you. And she told me also, she goes, would you tell her to get off this kick about getting fat? Now, tell me about that one there.
Oh, my God. Wow.
She's teasing you, and she said to me, she said, tell her she could pinch an inch.
Wow.
Well, she's with you, and I feel love from her, and she's teasing you about it. And she said, she says, let's get off this kick about being fat. She says, let's get skinny when we want to be skinny and feel good. Okay?
Okay.
She says, I see you getting things on track here, and I think you're going to be doing better. Also, would you recognize now, what year is your car?
It's old. It's 19. It's like 19... 97.
Okay. You just recently had trouble with a mirror?
Yes, my front windshield wipers.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, they're showing me a mirror, and they're talking about a mirror not working right, or it won't hold the position you want to keep it in.
Yeah.
And then she said to me that, for God's sakes, don't go out in the rain.
Oh my God, this is...
What's that?
This is incredible. This is incredible.
Well, she said to me, for God's sake, don't go out in the rain.
I can't.
Mm-hmm.
I was out last week, and I had to stop at my stepbrother's house because the windshield wiper stopped working. I couldn't see. I had my son in the car. And I'm like, oh, my God, I can't get home. Like, I can't drive when it's raining.
Well,
and
geez.
I live in Florida, so I got to get it done.
Well, she wants you to know she's with you, and she's riding with you. And she said to me, she says, it's about time we get some things fixed.
Yeah.
And also, you've been debating this a little bit now. How old is your son?
8, and I have a 9-year-old, 8 and 9-year-old.
9-year-old's first name?
Lowell. We call him Lowell.
I feel the older one is very quiet in a way.
Very quiet.
I get a real quiet energy, very reserved energy, doesn't let everybody know too much. Now,
yep.
Would you recognize he's made a comment to you recently about somebody being in his room? He felt somebody?
Oh, my gosh.
Because they're showing
gosh.
Me
you
that they're visiting him, and they want you to know they're there, and they love him and love you, and they watch over both of you, all three of you. And they want you to know that they're doing that. And they want you to realize.
He told me.
It's grandpa.
I was scared to mention it because because I'm like, he's a child. I know you shouldn't say that, but he's not psychic or nothing. They just visit.
Oh yeah,
him.
He's very intuitive.
He's very, so all that stuff is true?
Oh, absolutely. He's seeing spirit all the time. Remember him telling you that one time he wanted to stay in your room?
Oh, my gosh.
Because he's seeing spirit, and I feel that there were so many spirits there, it freaked him out a bit, and he wanted to come stay with you.
Yes, when he was a baby, when he was a little baby, he used to always get in his brother's crib at night, and I tell Lowell, you can't get in Landon's crib at night. You know, I'm thinking he'll wake him up, and then I'll get up. But he told me when he told me about what he was seeing that the reason why he got in because he would see this scary thing on the roof, you know, on
right.
the ceiling.
On the ceiling, and it freaked him out, and he didn't want to be there then. And I
yes.
told him their spirit around him. They love him. They watch over him. There are guardian angels there. I don't feel any fear needed for that. And I
okay.
see something he'll open up more, but he's very quiet and very observant. And he sees and feels and senses a lot more than he says. But I feel like if you just show him that you're interested in that and that you feel good about it because you all have guardian angels and they're with us, I think that's going to calm him down more and he'll open up more and say things that he hasn't said because he looks at things at times and says, well, they're not going to believe me.
You know what? I can see him feeling that way because I kind of.
You poo-pooed it there.
I did. Don't.
You did.
I did.
Honey,
for a minute,
aware.
He had me, and then he lost me.
Be aware, your fear stopped you from being more open, and you're needing to realize here you don't need to have the fear. Because
okay.
I see either a great-grandfather or grandfather around you and around your kids. I see either a grandmother or a great-grandmother. I can't tell which. But they're around you.
All right, guys.
And I feel too.
I could listen to this reading Greg did on my show a couple years ago. I could listen to this reading all night long, to be totally honest with you guys. Greg is phenomenal. And I know I can say it, and you guys can be like, well, is Mike just marketing, you know? But you can hear it for yourself. Was that not phenomenal? I mean, oh, my God, that is, that speaks for itself. I don't have to say anything, right? That is unbelievable. And Megan, if you're just joining us in the chat room there, this is a radio show. I know you're in the Facebook Live, and thanks for joining us. Call into the radio show, okay? And the number's listed there, and then you can hear everything, okay? And you can call in, ask for a reading, all that good stuff, okay?
And if you need the link to listen online, we'll give that to you also. But as long as you're in the United States or Canada, you can call in. Even if you're overseas, you can actually call in. But anyway, we're here with Greg Keane from Lilydale. Greg's been out in Lilydale for right about 50 years, and you can see why by hearing that reading, right? Okay, tonight you can actually get a reading from Greg Keane, just like you just heard. That's right. Right here on this show tonight, not later on, not tomorrow or whatever, tonight. You can get a reading with Greg Keane by just calling in to the number 347-884-8245 is the number to call on in, and then press the 1 on your phone to come aboard, okay? The 1 to come aboard here. And if you're live on Facebook, you can tell that I feel the energy, so I speak a lot with my hands. Okay, so you got all that information there, and besides, we're here to help you, the listener, the caller, but we're also here to do what I think we're meant to do here. And what is that? That's to help others. Spirituality is love of our brothers and sisters, and we put that in action, and that's why we call our group Love in Action, putting that love into action. And what we do with that group is, and we have since last Christmas, almost a year, with my partner Jennifer Taylor, who runs Quantum Touch. We actually go out and help the homeless community, or we help people that are just needing help. Some people may not be actually homeless, you know, like living on the streets, but they can need help in all different kinds of ways, and we have helped them. And that's what we do, and that's very important to me and this show, and I believe 99% of the listeners. Right? And that's what we do. And we have taken people like Burles, who was homeless since the age of 14, and now he has a place because of Love in Action that he calls home, that we pay the rent for him. But I want to tell you where we're at tonight, okay? And I hope everybody's listening close, okay? Listening close. We are... This is the last 2 hours of my radio shows for the week. And Friday and Saturday is my day off I spend to help the folks in the homeless community. And we are having to come up with to pay the rent for Burles, $250 that normally I don't even talk about because we have donations that take care of that. But ever since the hurricanes have come and people's attention, rightly so, have gone to those areas, charities are really having a tough time. And that happens every time something like this happens or Christmas. And that's why we started Love in Action then. Anyway, to make a short story, we are needing to raise money tonight to pay the rent for Burles that I go and pay the homeowner that he stays at an apartment garage there. This man is transformed. He is eating regularly. He's eating with the family. He's conversing with people. He's taking care of their yard. I mean, it's one of the biggest accomplishments I have seen in my life, guys. And I am so proud to be part of it. But you guys are also. You're every bit a part of it as me. But in no way can I go in there into his apartment and say, I'm sorry, I failed, you will have to leave and go back on the streets. I can't do that. For me to do that, I would have to totally do something else, go back to banking or something else. I couldn't do that. How can we do that? So tonight we need to come together and we need to raise $250. So far we've been on the radio for 2 hours and we've raised zero. but we need to raise $250 that would pay his rent. I was hoping we could also help the homeless on the street, which at bare minimum is $200. And we're just squeaking by, guys. We're not even turning on electricity for folks anymore. Anyway, I scheduled and we're doing 4 hours of radio tonight I'm doing my part. I'm putting my time here. I'm doing my time off because of the cause. And I need you guys to please, two things, make a donation and please share this out. Share it out, not just on your page, but to groups, people you know who can donate. You could donate by GoFundMe. You could donate by PayPal. Very easy. Just punch in the digits. I'd love to do the rest of the work. Okay? I put a lot of the pictures of the folks that I help on my Facebook wall. You guys who are friends with me know that. You've seen them. Okay. So that's what we do. You know, we do more than just readings. Okay? This is not just a reading show because this is spirituality. What is spirituality? Being spiritual, it may surprise some people, it's not being a psychic. It's not being a medium or a healer. It's not being a spiritual radio host. It's love for our brothers and sisters and the willingness to go out and help. Just like Burroughs, at age 14, his dad kicks him out of his house because he went to church with family members. What would happen to us if that happened? Can we say? No. Honestly, we can't say. So we're going to start the show now with Greg Keene. I don't know what else to do to tell you to act and to help. And I'll give you updates as we go along of where we're at. And I hope people now are going to either GoFundMe or they're going to PayPal to make a donation. And I can go ahead and share some positive news about where we're at and we're making a difference and the miracle's on its way. Each week, God has moved the hearts of many to make the miracle happen. God has told me very clearly, Mike, you go ahead and you get the word out. Let me take care of the part of moving hearts among the souls here in the planet. And every amount helps. Maybe it's only a 20, a 10, a 5. But I think we all can at least do $5, $10, right? And if you can't do $5 or $10, and if you did, it makes you homeless tomorrow, don't donate, please. Okay? All right. We will bring up the first callers who donate as our thank you for, you know, helping the cause. And again, you can know the spots to go to. I'll come to you in the screening room as well if you need help, assistance. And okay. So let's get started here. The number to call on in again, 347-884-8245 here. And let's bring in our guest here of the evening, this hour, John Crawley coming up next hour. Let's bring in Greg Keene to the show. Welcome back, Greg.
Hey, Michael, how you doing?
I'm doing all right, I guess. How you been doing up there at Lilydale?
Been doing well. Took last weekend and went on the Allegheny River and paddled about 15 miles. And Lilydale's so quiet now. It was wonderful to get out and do some canoeing and camping. And now it's like come back home and get some more things done here.
Well, that sounds great. I would love that. It's quieted down. You can really enjoy the outdoors. Is it cooling off?
Well, actually, what happened is we had cold weather for a while, and now it's actually jumped back up into the high 70s and 80s, and we're going for about now with that. So that's been fantastic. I mean, that's like now we're having summer.
Right. I know what you mean. Same thing happened here in Oklahoma, but I have heard that next week it's going to start cooling off. So if it's going to cool off here in Oklahoma, I'm sure a couple more days next week will be over to you there in New York.
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah.
I'm absolutely certain.
So, Greg, my question to you before we go to calls is what is your thoughts on all these earth changes? You know, you got the massive hurricanes lately, and now you got two major, huge earthquakes in Mexico. Your thoughts on that?
Well, number one, mankind is messing up big time. And as we mess up big time, nature is letting us know that that's what we're doing. And I feel that there's a lot of things happening where people have really become somewhat callous to the idea of actually what's going on. And we at times play victim to the circumstances when I really believe we're creating a lot of the energy for those things to occur in the form they are. And it's very sad because I think that we're going into a time here that the craziness is going to get crazier, and we're going to have to recognize that we're needing to really get down to helping each other and working with each other and understanding the games that have gone on in the world, because we got a lot of games going on. I mean, if you look at everything that is political, you look at churches, you look at schools, you look at colleges, I mean, everybody's out to maneuver and manipulate what they think they want or how they think they want it. And what's coming now is it's coming to a head. They can't
You're
keep
right.
doing what they were doing, the way they were doing it, and it's really beginning to backfire.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. You know, you see, you know, there in Washington, you know, they're trying to, you know, go ahead and take health care away again. You know, mm-hmm. trying to get everybody, you know, they think everybody's mind is on North Korea or the hurricanes, and this is a quick way of go ahead and stealing, you know, health care away from millions.
Well, see, that's one of the things I feel coming up here. I feel people are diverted at the moment, and we're so diverted that at times we're really not making a whole lot of sense, and we're not getting a whole lot done because we've been diverted. And this is where I feel now. We have to really get mad enough and upset enough about things to really put things in order. And once we put it in order, I think we'll rise above all the negativity and put things together in a really positive way. But right at the moment, people are too caught up in all the drama, and they're chosen dramas. And let's say it this way. We have dramas. We have traumas. We have all these things going on around us that are in the physical world. And then behind the scenes on a political level and a legal level, I mean, look at the gas companies, you know, the gas for the cars. I mean, everybody has problems. They triple the price, four times the price, and they get away with doing it. I'm sorry, that should be illegal, and that somebody should go to jail for doing it. And they play all these games because they're all in bed with each other in a sense of the big business levels and the governmental energies. And I really feel that what we do in voting for people, you know, we're handing them a free ride to everything they want. Give us the insurance that those congressmen and senators have. You know, start equaling things out here. That's supposedly a job that originally in life was only going to be a period of time, and they would no longer be working that job. But now they're in there forever.
Mm-hmm. I totally agree. Give us the insurance they have. Yeah, and I like how they make this bill. It's the they and their families and their colleagues are exempt from this new health care law that they're trying to pass.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. And that's what I feel coming here is I see people really getting in an uproar. I know there's going to be people going after the president here, and I could see them wanting to impeach him. And I feel there's going to be some issues they're going to bring up are very valid. And it'll be a real choice for the American people as to what they're really wanting to do.
Mm-hmm. I agree with that, too. I think that's coming, too, very very soon, very soon. And so I agree wholeheartedly. So, but, yeah, just, you know, don't, you know, I mean, Jimmy Kimmel, who's a late night talk show host on ABC, he's been talking about this, about, you know, because he has a son that has a heart issue, and he's talking about the health care, and he brings up a great point that this new health care, his son would hit his limits, and, you know, in his young life, and the rest of his life, he would have no coverage for the rest of his life with this. And
that's just
one of thousands, if not millions, of people.
Well, see, what bothers me is, you know, originally what would have been a governmental situation is they would have been helping people and making the best for everyone. And you have a whole bunch of people that are very elite, and they go off and do whatever they want to, and they get away with doing that. And I feel this is where now I think it's going to be a time where people are drawn back to doing things the right way for the right reasons to have the right outcome and to no longer have the turmoil that all these folks get into. Because I see people in turmoil all the time. You know, I read for people every day practically of the year, and as I work with people, I see the turmoil they're in, and then I see the bigger picture of what's been done that creates that turmoil on a huge, huge scale. And once that is something that people recognize and realize that, wait a minute here, we are voting for people that are working against the humanity of man, and we need to wake up to that. And we haven't woke up just yet. It's an awakening, but it hasn't completely happened yet. And that's what I feel coming to a head, is a recognition of that, that that has to be dealt with in a different way. It can no longer go in the direction that it was.
Yes, I agree with that. All righty. Well, let's bring on some callers here. How does that sound, Greg?
Sure, sounds good.
Okay. So call on in and then press the 1 on your phone to come aboard to speak to Greg Keem here at the radio show, 347-884-8245. Press the 1 on your phone and be by your phone. I'll come to you in the screening room as well. And we are going to go to area code 231. Welcome to the show. Can we get your first name and where you're calling from?
Hi, I'm Tara, and I'm calling from Michigan.
Hey, Carol, how you doing?
Pretty good. How are you?
I'm doing fine. I'm doing all just
right.
Fine. What's your question?
Well, pretty general question. I feel like I'm expanding on many, many levels. Big changes are coming, and I just would love to know what I need to know right now.
Well, two things I feel around you. You've been revamping your life considerably. People don't realize how much you're revamping your life because you're not showing everybody and telling everybody what's going on. But I feel you've been revamping your life. And I feel very comfortable. It's working well. And you've been going through a transition recently, even with family. What, Michael?
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead. I didn't mute myself. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. I felt an energy there emotionally that was very hard to deal with, and I feel like you're looking at it now and going, I can't keep letting people use, abuse, and manipulate me, because I feel you have allowed that, and now you're at a point where I'm not going to allow that. I'm not going to let them play the games with me that they were playing with me, because I see them liking the idea they can get away with it and that you'll do the work, you put the effort, you're in a ditch with a shovel, and they sit back and watch. True?
To an extent, yes. Yep.
Well, would you recognize you've been revamping now the idea of your own intuitive ability, that you're beginning to follow through on what you're feeling and what you're sensing, where at times in the past you really did debate it a bit, and now I feel like you're done debating it, you're feeling it, and you're going with it, and you're not going to go through the confusion energy that at times in the past you would have.
Absolutely.
And you're having more deja vus occur, that you're having a lot happen where sometimes you're looking at things and thinking, my God, how did I know that? I felt that, and I felt it ahead of time. It wasn't even, you know, like after it happens. It was like feeling it ahead of time.
That's starting to happen more and more.
That's going to happen a lot more, and it's going to bring you a lot more peace because you had a period of time there that was a long ways from peaceful, and I see you now looking at it where I'm not going to let myself go through that kind of turmoil anymore. I don't need that. And also, who would be the male around you that just recently you stepped back from and it felt like you'd been there and you'd helped and you'd worked on things, but you're now at a point where I can't allow myself to go through the turmoil that this person at times has created for you, and you're realizing that I can't allow myself to do that anymore.
Wow. It could be several males, honestly.
Well, I definitely felt that was a theme in your life, and I feel now you're changing it because you're not only recognizing it, but you're not going to allow it to go on.
All right.
You've been noticing also recently the home you're living in, I feel perfectly okay with the home, but would you recognize you actually had some thoughts that maybe you wouldn't live there forever?
Absolutely.
Because I see it as a term they gave me with a stepping stone, and I'm seeing you having this opportunity to make changes. And I feel when you have that opportunity to make changes, I see you taking steps into a new direction, new home, new environment. I really feel good about it. I just see it as a matter of timing for you to revamp where you want to be and to have everything more settled. And I felt an energy with you that you have two individuals around you that still at times divert you because you're busy taking care of them instead of taking care of you.
Two individuals in my life or in the spirit realm? Well, in my life.
I feel two individuals around you in the living that I feel you sometimes are diverted trying to help and trying to give to. And they sometimes are really not giving back.
Yeah. Yep.
But I see you stepping aside more and not feeling that you have to be there for them to the degree that you were. And I see you being a bit less available, which is a good energy. And the one person creates the problem and then turns around and becomes victim to it.
Absolutely. Okay. I know exactly who that is.
And I'm seeing you stepping back and not being as available when they want to reach you to basically have your guidance, your help, your work. I just see you stepping back enough where it's like I'm leaving a little room there. They're going to have to figure some things out on their own.
Good. Yes. Perfect. Spot on.
Now, who wants to borrow your car?
Who wants to borrow my car?
Do not be surprised if you have someone show up and they're going to create an emergency situation. They're going to want to borrow your car.
That has not happened yet.
Good. Don't let it happen.
Okay.
I have a feeling here that I wanted to borrow the car. I do not see a valid reason why they should. I also see them and not taking care of things on their own. And that's why they don't have what they need. But they would certainly use and abuse yours. So I feel like this is coming up. That not that it's your usual thing in your life. I don't feel it is. But I feel when this comes up, I want to say, don't hand your car over. Because I feel a need for them to figure it out themselves and get themselves in order. There's another way of doing it where they actually have to be responsible. Now, I don't know who this is to you, but I have to say it's pretty close to you. But would you recognize someone younger that has an attitude at times that if they're in need, you always give in and help out? But I feel like you started recently that it's like there's a real conscious awareness within you of not letting yourself dive into that anymore. And they're a little disturbed at the idea that you're not so readily giving of everything that at one time you would have been.
True.
Congratulations.
Getting the feeling it will be the same person who wants to borrow my car.
Yes. And I want to say congratulations. You're learning that lesson. You're accepting the lesson. You're not going to allow it to go on in the same form that it had been.
Okay.
Good feelings.
Good.
Also,
good.
You recently had a window not work correctly.
Absolutely. I had a feeling you were going to talk about it.
Because I kept seeing a window not working right, and I feel like it's really bothered you if I don't feel that it's not in the order you need to have it in.
Do you mean a physical window or like an opportunity?
Opportunity.
Okay.
That makes sense?
Yeah.
Because I see you having this window of opportunity open to you. It's going to be there and be really good. I want to take the time to go ahead and utilize it. I think it'll work very, very well for you, and you're going to move forward more quickly than you ever thought you would.
Wow. Awesome.
And you also have a gentleman in spirit that passed away, that before he passed away, I feel he injured his hand, and he had an injury to one finger where I felt part of the finger was either smashed or cut off.
Oh, boy. He's in the spiritual realm now?
Yes, he's on the spirit side now. Older man, you were a child, and I felt the tip of the finger would be missing, and I feel like it wasn't something hugely noticeable, but I feel like when you were a kid, there's moments you noticed it.
Oh, I'm having a hard time remembering, but I do have some men that I wasn't particularly close to or bonded with.
Right.
That have passed on.
Well, I definitely feel this gentleman's presence, and he reaches out to be supportive of you, and he expressed the fact that emotionally you've always carried things very, very deeply. And I'm seeing you learning to let go of the past and not hang on to the past the way you one time would have. You've learned to forgive, but in a wise manner, you've not allowed yourself to forget.
I don't think that's possible for me to forget.
I agree, because I don't see you letting yourself forget. You'll forgive, but you're not forgetting. And I just see you being real in tune to that, and I think that's actually a very positive thing.
Okay.
And you've been having some thought recently that I keep seeing you back and forth on, but I'm seeing you having some thought recently. People don't realize this. You take things so deeply. And not everybody else catches up to that and realizes that completely, but it's happened a lot.
Yeah.
And would you recognize you've been dreaming things? Then gradually you realized some of the dreams have come true.
Yes, in very strange ways, very subtle ways. It's not,
because,
you know, yeah.
I see spirit bringing these dreams to you, and that you have full memory of them at times, and other times you're not sure you remember at all. But I feel spirit doing that to gain your attention and wanting you to realize they are there, and it's really a lovely energy, and they want you happy.
Yeah.
Who's James?
James?
James.
Okay, yeah.
Who is this to you, James?
The one that immediately popped in my mind was an ex.
Would you recognize him having a problem with chest or heart?
Oh, boy. Like you said, I'm feeling things really deeply right now, so I'm kind of having a little hard time deciphering my thoughts and feelings.
Okay.
Possibly.
Well, I'll just say it this way. I feel James is going to have a problem with health. I could see you debating to what degree of communication you create or allow, and I could see a part of you wanting to not refuse sending thoughts of hope and healing, but on another level, not wanting to be involved there.
Correct.
Because I see you not being involved and having the energy of involvement. I see you keeping it very separate so you don't have that involvement there. You don't need the problems.
Yes.
Well, don't be surprised. I'm sorry to say it this way, but I can see some health problems coming up that he's going to have to look at and deal with. That at the moment, I see him blowing it off. If he can blow it off, he blows it off.
Okay, that's interesting. Wow.
Just don't be surprised.
All right. Thank you for your call.
Thank you so much.
Hey, God
Thanks.
Bless now. Take care.
All right, you too.
Bye-bye.
Okay, before we go to the next call, Greg, tell the folks how people can reach you for private sessions.
If they'd like to reach me for a private session, that would be www.rev, Gregory Keen, KEHN.com. That would be Rev, R-E-V, Gregory Keen, KEHN.com. That would be to reach me through the internet and go to my website. And you can have PayPal on there and whatever if you want to schedule a reading. My secretary's name is Laura, and she'll take care of scheduling everything for you. And on the phone number, that'd be 716-595-3529. 716-595-3529. That would be to call me directly and get a hold of my secretary and make an appointment if you'd like to. And that's wonderful. I've had a secretary for years and years now, and it's worked out just great. And I think you'd enjoy talking to her, and then you can set the appointment up. I do read for people over the phone and in person, and it's a circumstance where I read for people now. Oh, my God. Let's say it this way. I gave messages at Inspiration Stump in Lloyddale, New York. I remember giving messages when I was 8. So I've been here a little while now, and Michael, I'm not sure age-wise, but at this point, I'm 64, and I've been registered well over 46 years now. So it's been interesting to be here and enjoy it. And being in Florida, I have an office in Florida down in Bonita Beach. I'll be down there the first part of January, and I have classes on Wednesday nights at 7 o'clock. And up here, I have classes on Wednesday nights at 7 o'clock. And when I leave here in Lloyddale, it's Fellowship of the Spirit. And when I leave here, I have a friend of mine that will take the class over, and he'll be teaching the class also. And while I'm gone, he'll be working with everyone. So anybody that's up in this area would like to stop by, please take time.
Okay, very good. We have the links there for Greg on the show page as well, including the phone number. And we're going to continue on here with Greg Keen. Again, an update, our goal for our homeless mission. We downscaled it, but we're still having trouble. Our goal was $430 tonight. We've only received one donation of $20 all night long. Guys, we can do better than this. Come on, we can't. Please, we're doing this. We're one of the big reasons is keeping Burles, who I've talked about for months, that we have literally taken him and off the streets since his dad put him there at age 14, and now he has a place he calls home. And so please make a donation. We pay his monthly rent of $250, and then we help other folks that I come in contact with in the homeless community over the weekend. The links are on the show page. The GoFundMe link is there. PayPal is there. And let's at least get the rent for Burles, which would mean that we still have $230 left to do tonight. And let's bring in our one sole donator. Let's bring in Kim to the show from Canada. Thank you so much, Kim.
Thank you so very much. What you're doing is beautiful. Thank you so much for taking my call. This is amazing.
Thank you.
I don't
What's
think
your
I'll
question
even...
there?
Oh, okay. Oh, I'm Kim from Alberta, Canada. And
yeah.
I don't really have a particular question. I mean, I have lots of questions around finances and keeping my home. I'm just
well,
barely
I'm
hanging.
Say at this point there, before you even ask a question, I'm going to put this term. I feel around you right now, there's been such a shakeup where you thought you had support, you thought you had things lined up, And then it seemed like everything sort of went south on you.
Yes.
And I see you regrouping now and regaining the energy to get back on the track you need to be on and want to be on. And I feel that will work. You are going to put it together. It will be a good situation for you. I just feel emotionally it has been a very difficult time because people don't realize, even though you have a lovely heart and you care about people, I feel that you really ran into some tough times here for actually a while now. This is not brand new. This has been there a while now. And I'm seeing you
yes.
starting to step back a bit and realize I can't take on all the energy that I at one time would have. Because at one time you took on more energy and you'd have just really taken it on no matter what. And now I see you stepping back enough from it and regrouping and regaining the energy in your life that you've needed. And I see it bringing more balance to you and not have all the turmoil.
Oh, that's wonderful. I pray so. I feel it's going to turn around. I'm always hopeful, but I do feel it's going to turn around.
Well, I see it's definitely turning around, and I'm seeing you getting back on track. Because I feel for a while there, you actually became very drained for a while. And now I see you being able to regroup on that and not let it take the toll on you that it was. Also, would you recognize someone promised you something for a while, and it wasn't really a promise that you thought would go bad, but it did. And I feel like you're now at a point where it's like, I'm really afraid of depending on anybody.
That's true. It's true. Do you feel I cannot depend? I think I've needed to learn that as a lesson, that I need to depend on myself.
Well, I would say it this way, true and true. But I feel also in the midst of that, there's a calmness coming with you of you having the independence of really handling it all on your own, doing it in the manner you need to, having success with that. I don't see any lacking of success. That's going to be fine. I just feel like you've now reached a point where in some ways, you feel like it's coming down to the wire in a sense of having to take care of everything.
Yes, that's true. Now, I do look at it as a good thing. Like, I really do see things from a higher perspective, and
yes.
I'm thankful. I really am.
Well, let me say it to you this way. Would you recognize the banking system that, in a way, there was a real lie there? They really did not tell the truth about some things?
Yes.
Because I see something coming up here that I could see putting them in a position where they're not going to like being known as a liar. They're not going to like being known that they've played the games they've played. Because I see some games they've played and got away with it, and I see it coming to a head where it's not going to be able to be a game they can get away with anymore. And I feel it's something that's bringing out who and how they maneuvered things. Because I see some people maneuvering things that was really pretty ridiculous.
I think I know the situation you're talking about.
Mm-hmm. Well, be aware of it, because I feel something's coming up here. And would you recognize the one bank getting into a legal situation here where on a legal level someone's going after them for them lying about what they said because they're trying to take somebody's house and they're taking the house, but they lied in the manner they did because they told them everything was all right and then it wasn't.
I don't know.
Don't be surprised if that comes up and you'll recognize where that ties in. But I see you doing better emotionally, and I'm seeing you doing better calmer, where I just see you more at peace in yourself.
Okay. It's not my house they're trying to take, is it?
No. I see
okay,
this
good.
Is something you're going to hear about, and you're going to recognize how crooked some of these people really are.
Wow. Okay. Wow.
I think really crooked people.
That I know. That's interesting.
You know, there's a lady on the Spirit Side of Life with you that passed away that I felt when she died, she had heart problems. I felt when she left the body there was heart problems. But I see her with you, and I feel a great deal of warmth there that she's around you all the time.
I don't know who that would be.
I want to go back with you with a grandmother. I feel she had problems in her body where her organs were shutting down.
Okay. I had a grandmother that had Parkinson's and diabetes.
Mm-hmm.
Name was Gladys. Would that be her?
I felt Gladys, I felt her presence, and I feel when she was in good shape, very loving, strong lady.
Mm-hmm. I don't remember a lot from my childhood, but that's really good to know. It's really good to know, so I could call out to her.
Yes, I see her reaching out to help you, and I feel a great deal of warmth there. It's really a nice energy.
The one that I do feel around me all the time is my dad.
Mm-hmm. I feel dad's energy was very loving, but very stoic in a way.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
he had a lot he didn't always express and say.
Well, I didn't know him very well. I was 8, and he died when he was only 29.
Mm-hmm.
But I know he's around me, and I know he helps me.
I feel he's with you all the time. It's a really great feeling. I just see him around you all the time helping. And he rides in the car with you.
Oh, my. Oh, that's fabulous. Oh, I have to talk to him then.
Sometimes you have things pop in your head, and it's him letting you know.
Oh, wow. I see. The way that I always think he's with me is through crows, because he had a pet crow.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I believe he communicated with animals, even though they didn't have that name.
Him, not only he communicated with animals there, but animals would do the strange things around him, and not just the pet crow, but a lot of different animals.
Hmm. Wow. That's fascinating.
Because I see him with you, and I feel he watches over things for you. And where's the bird that sits on the sill of the window?
I just had a pet dove that just died, who was always with me. She was 20 years old. Her name's Tammy. She just died September 5th at 5:05 p.m. And she always told me that I was her true love. But I also rescued a pigeon a couple years ago. Back, he was dying in the snow. It was a girl, actually, and I kept her inside for 10 months, and then she wanted to leave, and she came to the windowsill all the time to see me after she left. She's still here.
Well, your father's showing me about the bird coming to the windowsill, and the bird at times hangs out and lets you know that they're there.
Yeah, this was a pigeon, and she has a family of pigeons here.
Well, I feel wonderful with her, and I see her very close to you, and I feel not only did you save her life, but I feel the other lives that are there now would have never been there before.
Oh, wow. Oh, that's beautiful. Yeah, when I have a bath, she visits me on the ledge by my bathtub.
Mm-hmm. I feel very comfortable, and I feel the energy of the animals around you. And whether you believe it or not, there you speak to the animals also. And I feel it's something your father definitely did.
I do. I don't hear them too often. I just have a sense of knowing,
mm-hmm.
which is, I find, difficult.
mm-hmm.
And I feel. I'm very sensitive. I'm very empathic.
Well, it's a wonderful energy, and I've seen you using your intuitive ability more and allowing yourself to go further with your intuitive ability. And I see it open it up even further. I can see it shocking you at times how things will come through for you that are going to be so strong and so direct.
Oh, I can't wait. I'm so excited to do that because I work with animals, and I truly want to do more for them.
Mm-hmm. Well, you've been a rescuer for a long time.
Yeah, all my life.
But I see things working for you very wonderfully, and I just see you really enjoying it. So that's going to be a part of your life in the future, and I'm seeing you thoroughly enjoying that. And Dad said to me he's going to communicate to you more. You at one point scared yourself by thinking you heard your name called.
I don't know if I remember that.
Well, be aware. He's going to be doing more of it. He's going to let you know he's around.
Oh, okay. Well, that's fabulous. Oh, my goodness.
Good.
I would love to be able to see. I don't know how to. I feel like there's a blind pulled down over my third eye.
Well, let's put it this way. By setting out the intent and putting forth spiritually the intent and thought about that, that's going to open up to you, and it's going to come to you as a gift, and it's a wonderful gift. Allow it to happen.
I will. I am so ready. and excited. I mean, I do see past lives at times.
Yes.
But with the last couple of men that have come into my life, I've seen their past lives with me.
Yes. Well, I think it's wonderful there, and please continue.
Thank you. I'm excited about that. Oh, well, I'm really happy to know. So you really do see me keeping my home and not being homeless?
No, okay. I don't see that at all there.
Oh, my goodness. I've been so afraid. I'm trying not to worry. I'm trying to, you know, put, like, man, good things.
Yeah.
Do you see any love for me in my life?
We have got to leave it there.
In your life.
Oh, go ahead, Greg. I'm sorry. We got to wrap it a minute.
Yeah. The energy around you, dear, is I see someone coming into your life that's going to be a wonderful person. I can see him being a very loving, caring person and a wonderful example in life. I know we got to go on the show here, but you take care, dear.
Thank you so very much.
You're welcome.
Okay, thanks for your call there. We're just flat out of time. Thanks, Greg, as always. A great show. Thanks for coming on.
Hey, God bless now. Thank you. Bye-bye.
God bless. Take care. Bye-bye. Okay, we have one more show left here, guys. So everybody, please redial. We'll be starting about. So redial and call back in, and we'll be joining in from Canada with John Crowley. Thanks, everybody.